We're very pleased to have a special guest calling in from the United States Military Academy, and that is Lieutenant Colonel Chris Altavilla. Colonel, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Real good. Now, we appreciate a few minutes of your time to talk about Sanders, but first, tell us a little bit about your career service in the United States Army, if you would.
Sure, no problem. Yeah, I started my career here at West Point. I graduated in 1997. I am a native New Yorker. I've been an infantry officer for 22 years and served overseas a few times, a couple times in Iraq, Afghanistan, the Balkans, and just came back to West Point for the first time since graduation quite a while ago. So it's my first assignment here, and I got here this last August.
Hey, that's great. Thank you for your service. Now, what part of the New York area are you from?
I'm originally from Queens.
Okay, great. No, that's terrific. Tell us, if you would, we've been impressed by going to the Sanders competition over the last 5 years or so. The teams from ROTC compete against the cadets and also international teams. Maybe tell us a little bit about Sanders.
Well, it's a phenomenal competition, and we really look forward to it every spring. It really gets to test the teamwork at the squad level. And these teams spend a lot of time preparing for this competition in the fall and into the spring. So we really do enjoy how it really showcases the great skill and talent of all the cadets who participate. But the event itself, it's about a 36-hour competition from start to finish for each team. They're going to move at approximately 30 miles over the course of Friday when they begin through Friday night and into Saturday, ending about Saturday afternoon. And the teams, each team is an 11-person team, and every event they execute with 9. So on every event, the squad leader's got the opportunity to have two of his team members, rest for that event and rotate as they see necessary. And it covers, like I said, 30 miles, a lot of foot movement through the day and through the night. And it's going to culminate this year up at Mikey Stadium. Saturday afternoon.
Oh, that's great. We'll finish at Mikey Stadium. Now, when you say foot movement, I describe this as up and down the mountains of West Point during the competition. Tell us a little bit about the challenges that the participants face in going up the mountains and some of the military skills that they're asked to perform.
Sure. Well, the physical movement, I mean, that 30 miles over a 36-hour period is certainly no joke. And, so they have to have hard feet, and they're going to be carrying rucksacks that are about at a minimum of 35 pounds, which is the minimum packing list, and most of them are carrying a little bit more than that when you add food and water to the mix. It's about 45 to 50 pounds. And we certainly use the competition to get everybody a good feel for the different terrain that exists here at West Point in the Hudson Valley. So there are very few flat routes along the course, and I will leave it at that. But as far as the events themselves, we keep all of the events close hold so the competitors don't get an advantage. But generally every year you'll see some sort of land navigation where they have to find their way from through the woods from one point to another. There will definitely be marksmanship with the rifles, and we want to test all the general, common military skills, shoot, move, and communicate, treat casualties, and then we'll evaluate the squad leaders on the decisions that they make throughout the competition, leading their teams under stress.
Well, it's a terrific challenge, great preparation for the training sessions in the future, like a Ranger. Tell us, Colonel, we're talking with Lieutenant Colonel Chris Altavilla from the United States Military Academy. Tell us, if you would, about the composition of some of the teams. What's really fascinating is you've got ROTC teams, and you've also got teams from allied countries participating. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So this year, one of the things that we did to adjust the competition is we've increased the number of ROTC teams. Last year we had 8. This year we've doubled that to 16, which is the top 2 teams within each of the 8 ROTC brigades, which are regionally distributed across the country. And on the international side, we've got 13 countries, 14 teams total. Our partners, the Brits, the UK teams, they send two. And we've got 13 allied nations. Some of them are participating for the first time, and others, like Canada and Australia, are returning competitors. And then we've also got our sister service academies, Navy, Air Force, and the Coast Guard also will send one team apiece.
And what I've observed is that this is tremendous fellowship. The teams are all at West Point for the full week, including the international teams. They work together. They train together. Tremendous communications build up between the cadets of the different countries, and fellowship that will last a long time. Is that one of the real values of Sandhurst, the international communications element?
Oh, you hit the nail on the head. That's absolutely great. So of the teams, there's 33 external teams from outside of West Point who come here, and they all got in yesterday, and they are being sponsored by one of the cadet companies. So they're staying in the cadet barracks with a partner company for the duration of the week. And those relationships that they form now are ones that continue for years and years. I remember my company hosted the Canadian team when they competed for the first time in 1997, and I've stayed in touch with a couple of those guys over the years. And it really is great for partnership and learning what capabilities our partner countries have, and just realizing that a lot of these armies, we all put our pants on the same way. So it's good to build those bonds.
And, Colonel, if you would, just a final thought, what is the most important skill that a cadet participating in Sandhurst this weekend at West Point is going to learn?
Well, I think they're going to learn a lot about themselves. They're going to push themselves to limits they may not have realized that they have, and they're going to have to exceed those limits. And the grit, the mental and physical toughness, and then putting the rest of their team first. I think that what they learn about their character on the inside is far and away the most important aspect they'll learn, more so than the military skills, is how they operate well under pressure and keep their teammates going.
Absolutely. Hey, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Altavilla, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us today, and thank you for your service to our country in the U.S. Army.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sir, and I appreciate it and look forward to seeing everybody out here this weekend.
We'll look forward to that. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks. Take care.